asking me to come on such a short notice. how many are we all growing in this walk out here? Come on, somebody. You know, and when we're growing, sometimes it stretches you in dimensions you don't necessarily want to do. But I thank the Lord because he gave me a word this morning for you guys. And I knew it. I was struggling so late last night, racking everybody who's at my mom's house, you know, like, wow. And it's tough, man. But this morning, I got up at 3:30, and he told me to tell you that the drought is over. Amen. The drought is over. And I don't know who it's for. If you're listening from some sort of CD or whatever, if this is transferred from somebody here to somebody else, I want to let you know that the drought is over. Amen. The drought is over. Turn in your Bibles to Joel. Thank you, Lord. Joel 2 and 28. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I was worried about more coming in front of you guys with some sort of, at least a tie or something better than sneakers. But I thank the Lord that the Bible says for us to have on the garment of praise. Amen. Amen. And you know, there's something special about being able to be clothed in his righteousness. Amen. Because there was a time where I wasn't. Amen. There was a time when I was at doors of crack houses, when I was at people's, you know, places of businesses trying to get over. And I knew my clothing, amen, was not what it should have been. But one day, in a moment's time, Jesus Christ took away, hallelujah, that which I was struggling to get rid of. And he's clothed me, church. Amen. Hallelujah. He's clothed me in his righteousness. But in Joel 2 and 28, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon your servants and upon your husband, your handmaids, in those days I will pour out my spirit." Verse 30 through 32. "And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall turn into darkness and the moon into blood. Therefore, the great and terrible day of the Lord come, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just thank you for the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you for the helpmate, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. Father, that is so freely given to us because of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, in these times that we come before the people, Father, feed us, Lord. Give us something to make today a little easier. Give us something that'll make it a little easier till we meet again next week, Father. Father, you know the needs that are sitting in the pews better than we do. Father, I'm sure you'll find them out. And Father, you'll fix it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. The title of this message is Filled and Filled Again. Hallelujah. Filled and Filled Again. And in Joel, what we see here is it's a prophecy that there was a day coming, but it wasn't yet during the time this was written, that God was graciously going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh and blood. And there's a lot to be said in that, and I think sometimes we overlook it and don't really take it for the magnitude of how huge this really is. But when he said that, let's first take a look. He said, "I'm going to pour out of my spirit." Aren't you tired of hearing man's spirit? Amen. Aren't you, you know, and as a preacher, sometimes you pray, Lord, don't let it be too much of my spirit. Let it be just you. And when people try to help you, and I've gone to organizations, I've gone when I was struggling with my own addictions, I've gone to the best things. Man, I sought it out. Who can help me? Amen. But I'm glad to see a passage here that says in that day, he said, I'm going to pour out of my spirit. Hallelujah. How many of you know if God can fix it? Amen. God can fix it. And remember the lady who had the issue of blood. Amen. Remember the lady who touched the hem of his garment. She knew if I can just get to him, church, God's trying to wake up hunger again. Amen. He's trying to wake up thirstings again. Amen. Because he can fix it. Hallelujah. And in this passage, there was two references. One was fulfilled, and we're going to go there a little later. In Acts, when Peter said, this is that. Hallelujah. This is that. But there's also talking about a time that's coming in a different dispensation. Amen. When God's going to bring it all to fruition. In that day, the things are going, the sky is going to turn to blood. Amen. And there's going to be some great signs. But in the meantime, amen, God is still pouring out his spirit. And the Lord told me of a huge analogy. When we look at Genesis, the first chapter, where the Bible says that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. But the Bible says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters and said, and I've heard in times past these great minds, these astrophysicists that have talked about these black holes that are in the universe. And they talked about there's actually, I guess they've been able to see with light and mirrors that there's actually over 15 dimensions. And how many of you know our little pea brain finite minds, we can't even really fathom our three dimensions we have right here, much less 15. But I heard that same physicist say that the creator is always greater than the creation. Amen. If we can look and see 15 dimensions, church, let me tell you, God is huge. Amen. Let me tell you, he is big. And your situation, your dilemma, the addiction, the dry spell, the wife, the husband, the kids, amen, God can fix it all. Hallelujah. How many of you know this? The drought is over? Hallelujah. He will fix it. I promise you he'll fix it. And it said in, turn in your Bibles to Exodus 31 and 3. Hallelujah. Exodus 31 and 3. Hallelujah. When you get there, just grunt at me. All right. Thank you, Lord. It says, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom and in understanding and in knowledge and in all manners of workmanship. And this was someone in the Old Testament that had such a different demonstration of the Holy Spirit. They could only have him for time frames, amen, to get certain works done. And when Joel said what he said, that in that day, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Amen. Somebody ought to shout in here. You know why? Because this is huge. God's not just selecting you, sister, because you've got a great work to do. I'm going to fill you. He said, I'm going to fill everybody that comes. Amen. Whosoever will, let him come. Hallelujah. And that's the attitude God has about this thing. And what we're going to look at today, not only can you be filled, but you can be filled again. Hallelujah. You can be filled again. Hallelujah. You can be filled again. Glory to God. And so we know that God is a big God. He's huge. And we don't need to overlook this thing called being filled. Why? Because the problem in the church today isn't lack of eloquence. I'm sure they could find someone 10 times more eloquent than me. The problem isn't even the edifice of the building. And thank God we're looking at a building. But how many of you know if we don't take the Holy Ghost in there with us, amen, something's wrong. Hallelujah. And it's the same way in your life. Man, you could say, man, I got this thing together. But when's the last time we've been dunked? Amen. Have you been dunked in this Holy Ghost again? Hallelujah. Because you can go again, and you can go again, and you can go again. Hallelujah. And he wants to do it. Hallelujah. He wants to do it. But he's a big guy, and he's given us freely whatever we need from him. Hallelujah. Turn in your Bibles to Acts, the second chapter. Thank you, Lord. This morning at 3:30, I heard it as clear as I've heard few things of him say to me. But he said, the drought is over. And it actually kind of hit me with a left because I really wasn't expecting it either. I just was going to keep going in the vein I was going in. But he said, the drought is over. And you know what? I'd rather come to you with a word. If I've got a word from the Lord, brothers and sisters, I could care less. But I've got a word from the Lord for you. Amen. Glory to God. Acts 2 and 4. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's keep going. And there was dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and was confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galatians? Stop right there. You know what? There's so many types of schisms and isms out here in this world. There's so many different cultures. And I mean, it can get, if you try to match everything that's out there, you'll go nuts. But how many of you know if you go with the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, you'll speak everybody's language. Because you know what the language is? The sin nature, amen. Everybody knows what sin is. God wants us, church, to get rooted and grounded in the Holy Ghost, amen. He wants us to just be liberally dunked in this thing. You know why? Because we're going somewhere, amen. There's a lost and dying world, and they don't need to hear our opinions. They don't need to hear how we feel. They need to hear, thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's what they did. Once that Holy Spirit jumped on these people, everybody heard them in their own language. They was like, whoa, what's going on? How many knew we could use some of that in Springfield, Ohio? What's going on over there? Amen. And I'm excited about it because people know we're here, but you know what? They ain't seen nothing yet. God's about to do something big in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's keep on going. Verse 8. And how hear we every man in our own tongue, wherein we were born? Hallelujah. I'm not even going to try reading that. Let's go down to verse 12. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what does this mean? Others mocking, these men are full of new wine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We were looking at, which is kind of a similar analogy, we were looking at water. Fresh water and contaminated water. It's kind of similar to new wine and old wine. But let me tell you something. When you get full of this Holy Ghost, it's better than anything wine has to offer. Amen. I've been out there. And one thing about wine, it'll give you a hangover. But when you go down in this Holy Ghost, you get a carryover. Hallelujah. It carries over to tomorrow. It carries over to the next week. It carries over to your neighbors. The person you walk by, they say, man, what is he on? Man, how many of you know, church, we need to get the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. We need to get rooted in this thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'll take another drink. Hallelujah. We're going to go to, let's go to chapter 9 in the same book in verse 17. I want to show you something about being filled again. We actually say refilled, and I'm definitely not here to split hairs because it means the same thing. But in the Bible, you could miss the teaching of being filled again because it doesn't say refilled. But it means the same thing. But I want to show you that God, we get this thing like when we got saved, we just went to Jesus and said, come into my heart. And boom, something happened. Amen. And we don't go through that anymore because we know he came in. But when we go to the Holy Ghost and he takes and Jesus dunks us into the body of the Holy Ghost, amen, and brings us up in power, hallelujah, in boldness and less fear, hallelujah. How many of you know on a day-to-day basis we go to work? Oh, boy, we go to work. We go home in some cases. We just live in day-to-day bills and trouble. And how many of you know God has a bank over there full of fresh water, hallelujah, full of new wine. All we got to do is just go jump in, hallelujah. And we're going to see where the early church just did just that. In fact, they were faced with some big things they had to do. And God filled them again and filled them again, hallelujah. We're going to look at that. So go to chapter 9, verse 17. It says, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, stop right there. If you didn't think Saul was saved before he got filled with the Holy Ghost, well, you've got a problem because he was already saved. But it said, the Lord, even Jesus, who appeared unto you in the way as you came, he sent me that you might receive your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And immediately there fell on his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. These are initial feelings. Sorry about that, church. Go to chapter 11, verse 16. Chapter 11, verse 16. Thank you, Lord. It says, then remembered I the word of the Lord, how that he said, indeed John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Being baptized and being filled with the Holy Spirit is the same thing. But I want you to go back to chapter 4 and verse 8. This was a group that had already been filled. Actually, go to 431. Thank you, Lord. There we go. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. And the interesting thing about this group had already been, most of them anyway, had already been to be filled before. So what are you saying, Brother Mahari? What I'm saying is he will fill you again. Amen. There's time after time after time after time. God liberally says, come get some more. Amen. And that's what he's saying to our church. Come get some more. Amen. Come get some more of this water. Hallelujah. It doesn't run dry. It doesn't run dry. And we were driving back from the meeting last night, and I don't know how we got in this discussion, but we started talking about water and fresh water versus contaminated water. See, I don't live in the country, so a lot of this stuff is simple to you guys. It's just deep to me, you know. But I'm like, how do people keep these ponds clean, you know? And I guess ponds can get really contaminated and stagnant, you know, because there's no fresh water going in. And if you've ever had something small that you put water in, it really gets contaminated. But how many of you know God always gives us fresh water? Amen. And how many of you know stagnant water starts to stink? Amen. Stagnant water stinks. So what are you saying? Move this water around. Hallelujah. Move this water around. Let's move it to somebody. Let's give it out. Hallelujah. All this water we put in us at this from this pulpit up here, some of the best preaching I think in the world right here. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear about it. Somebody needs to hear about the joy. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to hear about how he delivered you. Hallelujah. Let that water flow. Why? It's not going to run out. There's more where it came from. Hallelujah. We're pulling from a stream that doesn't run dry. Hallelujah. We're pulling from a source that comes from Emmanuel's vein. Hallelujah. We're pulling from a source that God himself invented. Amen. And this rock doesn't run dry. It just keeps bleeding. Hallelujah. Somebody give Jesus a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the Lord was also sharing, you might be in a dry time. Everybody's situation's different, but I really sense in my spirit that I'm not the only one that does this. You ever go through a season where you're just dry? I guess the best way to say it. Doesn't mean you don't love the Lord. Doesn't mean you're not filled with the Holy Ghost. Doesn't mean you're out of fellowship with God. But sometimes we go to cursing Satan, you know. I'm under attack. Are you? You know, sometimes we're just in a place where it's like, where is he? Amen. Where is God? I just don't sense him. I go to church. I feel people, you know, around me. Seems like they're just feeding, but I just ain't under it. I don't know. Did I miss something? But you know what I've come to find out? When I was a kid, my mom would let me play and let me run crazy because she knew come 8 o'clock I was going to be hungry. Amen. She knew that if I didn't do that run around, I wasn't going to get thirsty. I wouldn't be hungry. But God will invoke hungers and thirstings in our life. And it doesn't mean that it's Satan. It means God's trying to draw you closer. Amen. But if we take the dryness and the thirstiness and we go look to other things, then we open a door for other things to happen. Amen. Does that make sense, church? Hallelujah. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 18. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5. It says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melodies in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And that means a lot to me there because it's easy to say, church, let's get refilled. But how do you do it? And I was sharing with Pastor yesterday that one thing I enjoy about being under good teaching and the message of the cross is that how-to thing kind of left. You know, I've been to so many services prior to this church where they tell you live holy, but how do I live holy? They tell you don't do this, but how do I don't do this? But when we come to truth, amen, there's always an explanation. God's given an utterance in these days. He's given a clear word. This is how, amen. So it is with this message today. So it is. You say, how do I keep myself filled? Singing to yourself, hallelujah. We can come to church and get refilled. In fact, I kind of look for it, you know, thank the Lord, because he makes it easy in these settings. He makes it easy. The anointing's been here every Sunday I've come. The anointing is here, and you have to fight it to not get under it, amen? But how about when you're at your house, amen? How about when you're in your car and that guy about knocks you out, hitting you, amen? We could use a refilling about right then, huh? And he tells you right here, singing to yourself, spiritual songs and hymns, amen, making melodies in your heart. And you know, that, it works. I see smiles on some faces. It works, doesn't it? Amen. But I believe today, if you would come up, Michelle, I believe today, I know that God told me that the drought is over. Amen. And I don't know who that's to. I knew it was to me, but usually it comes more than one fold. Amen. But the drought is over. So whatever you're going through, church, if you're listening by a cassette or CD as we use now, or if you're clicking in on a website, I want to let you know something. You don't have to go through what you're going through. Amen. Because you may not get the situation changed, but he will give you some peace. Amen. God has time over time over time again given peace where there was anxiety. God will time after time after time give joy where there's sorrow. He will do it. And we need the Holy Ghost, church. We need the Holy Ghost. A church without the Holy Ghost is no more than the Elks Club. A believer without the Holy Ghost is no more than a philosopher. And a teaching that doesn't point you to the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost is just vain babblings. Amen. And church, God wants to not just fill us, but he said he will refill us. Amen. He will refill you. If everybody would stand at their feet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Stand at your feet. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you right now by the authority in the name of Jesus. I sense your presence even now. Lord, I sense you. You feel like even heat on my back right now. Father, I know you're here. And Lord, I thank you for confirmation, Father. But Lord, we need you like we've never needed you before, Lord. We need you more today, Lord. The hour is darker. The problems are harder. The road sometimes gets more curvy. But Lord, I thank you that with the power of the Holy Ghost, as you did with the early church, Father, you'll give them more wisdom. You'll give them more knowledge. You'll give them more insight. You'll give us more boldness, Lord, so that we can perform our task. And right now, with every head bowed and every eye closed, and we're not going to bring you down. If that's your heart cry to the Lord right now, just wave your hand at me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And church, I want you to do this. Just say this after me. Say, Lord, I thank you for refilling me right now. I need you. Holy Ghost, what Jesus purchased, the heinous death to get you to me, I want you right now in a deeper way, in a deeper manifestation, because I need more today than I did yesterday. Refill me right now. Help me on my day-to-day journey. And I'll continue to worship you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just thank you. Just begin to praise him right now. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you right now. Father, I thank you for opening up the floodgates, Lord, at this church, Lord. Lord, I thank you that the drought is over, Father. Father, I thank you that the liberty of the Holy Spirit, Father, is deeper than it ever was before. Father, I thank you, Lord, that even in the Word, Father, when droughts were lifted, Father, people rejoice. It was a beautiful thing. It was a celebratory thing. Father, we thank you, Lord, for removing it at the cross, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. We can't do this without you. Hallelujah. If you desire any special prayer in this house today, while the Holy Spirit is moving, if you have any special needs, I ask you to come down to the front right now. Hallelujah. Come on down. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But Lord, we just worship you right now. We thank you for the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit in our life on a day-to-day basis. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.